She brings wealth and health to her audience by tackling hot topics around substance use disorder, mental health, and wellness. Her mission, vision, and goal are to help you heal from your past trauma, inspire you to transform your body, mind, and soul so you can live your best life. Your board-certified psychiatric mental health doctor, nurse practitioner, trauma care maestro, and media analyst, your life ambassador, best-selling author, TEDx talk speaker, CEO of Pool of Bethesda Psychiatric Health in Arizona. Let's all welcome Dr. Princess Fumi Hancock.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me. Of course, my name is Dr. Princess Fumi Hancock. I'm a psychiatric provider in Arizona, a doctor of nurse practice. Of course, people call me your compassionate trauma care maestro. Others know me as the Princess of Suburbia. Welcome to my channel. If you are watching this on YouTube, I welcome you. Please like, subscribe, make comments. And if you are listening through my podcast, Tear the Veil, well, welcome aboard this show. So today I wanted to talk to you about something that is very, very important. I was watching the news today, and I happened to listen to the U.S. Surgeon General, I think his name is Vivek Murthy, and he brought up a very, very important topic, which is in the area of loneliness and isolation, right? This is a topic that is just seasoned. It is seasoned because as a psychiatric doctor of nurse practice in Arizona, I told you before that I see patients from ages 4 on all up across lifespan. And one of the things that is very significant that I see, that I experience often, is the loneliness and isolation. Do you know that loneliness and isolation can actually kill, right? Because we're coming out of pandemic, this also has to do with my family, my people in Nigeria, because some of you know that I own two countries, right? America and Nigeria. And this topic is also very significant in Nigeria, because gone are the days in the olden days where in Nigeria we had story time, people sat around, there was community around you. If you did something wrong in school, you'll be scared to even go home, because by the time you get home, you know, all the neighbors in between your school and the home, they don't whoop your behind before you get home. And then by the time you get home and talk to your mother or your dad about it, well, guess what? You get another whooping. So this was community. But now in these days of technology, we have many people, many, many kids, teenagers, even adults that are staying by themselves into their room. A lot of the patients that I see, a lot of my teenagers, it really does hurt me, because many of them, when I see them, they tell me they're mostly in their room. Some of them will stay in their room for days, and their parents, who's busy working, doing all kind of stuff, there are times in 2 days, they won't even go into the room to see how they're doing. They won't even check. Now, some parents will try, and then their kids will try to kick them out. So that we're now having situations where family is now sitting around the table to even talk to each other, to find out how each other are doing. Everybody, you can have six-bedroom house, and every child will be in their own separate room, either on games, either interactive on Facebook, I mean, all kind of stuff, but sitting around the table to actually communicate with each other. So loneliness and isolation has become a huge part of our system, in not only in America, also in Europe, and of course in Africa for that matter. So what do we do? What happens when people are experiencing loneliness? A lot of things happen, a lot of bad things happen with loneliness. One of it is suicidal ideation. I'm sure that many of us have heard consistently about people that are going through suicidal ideation. Teenagers, kids, as early as 4 years old, going through suicidal thoughts, suicidal ideation. Some would tell me in practice that they would just be outside of their home, and something would just tell them, I wonder what would happen if I just throw myself in front of the car. You know, those kind of things. Some has even gone as far as even attempting their suicide. Now, thank heavens, some did not complete it, but there, of course, there are others that have actually completed it. When you look at America and even look outside of America, the number of people that have actually completed suicide is quite incredible, and it is growing. At least one in four women, one in four, let me say that again, one in four women would have said that they've tried to do something. Now, with our children, oh my God, the statistics are just staggering. And so now it's time for us to start having conversations about that. Many of us are lonely. Many of us are isolated, right? Parents are no longer paying as much as some parents, not all parents, are now paying as much attention to their kids, not understanding what their kids are doing, right? They just know that their kids in the bedroom and that's fine with them. Because after all, you know, they get a chance to rest to themselves. We have single mothers that don't know where the next meal will come from. And of course, they're lonely too because they're duking all this out by themselves. What happens when isolation and loneliness comes in? Number one, depression sets in. Anxiety sets in. Panic disorders set in. Social phobias set in. Even drug use. Those who are not prone to using drugs before, all of a sudden they start with a little one, little weed here, little weed there. And before you know it, it escalates. Those kind of things, behaviors, can come out of being isolated. When you are isolated, all you hear is yourself. You're not hearing other people's perspective to anything. You're sitting there and imagining all kind of stuff by yourself. You're telling yourself things that may be true or might not be true. You are in fear. You live in perpetual fear of what's out there. You don't know what the next step is. You are just simply by yourself. And so when people talk to you about the realities of life, you probably can't take it because now you've been in your own head for too long. So how do we begin to work and combat this? Because frankly, we need to deal with it. What am I saying? We as parents have to deal with it, with our kids, no matter what their ages are. We as adults have to deal with isolation. Because frankly, I have a lot of my veterans that just stay in their own room too. They are afraid to go out because of social anxiety. They don't want to deal with too many things that are out there. So how do we begin to look at this? One of the things that we have really, really lost is the knowledge of community, right? When we have community, we have people that care for one another. We have people that look after each other, right? In those days, if you don't hear from a friend or if you don't hear from a sister, you're punching that phone to say, hey sis, hey bro, are you okay? This time around, you might not hear from friends for 4 months and you'll say you're friends, right? I'm even guilty of that most times because my excuse is I'm very busy. But it's something that I recently have started thinking about, that life is too short. We need to start reaching out to one another. We need to start trying to figure out how each other are doing. We don't have to toss one out to bring one back and bring one in. The more people you have in your sphere of influence, right, in your orbit, the better you get. And so it's important for us today. If there's a friend, if there's a brother, if there's somebody else that is, you know, that's been on your mind to reach out to them. Community is pivotal. Then the second thing we have to look at is the role and the impact of social media. My goodness. Even I myself, as a psychiatric provider, I can't take it. Sometimes I have to go on this social platform and just shut it down when I start, you know, start reading some things that just rubs me in the wrong way. There are times there are some news medias that I, once I click in, it, 5 minutes is too long. 1 second, I have to get out of there if I really need my brain for that day. So that in those days, we used to have shows where you worked out all day, you come back, you can sit around the table, you can eat dinner, and then you and your family can sit back and watch a comedy that is everybody in the family can watch at the same time, right? And you don't have to throw anybody out of the house or out of the apartment to watch it or out of the room to watch it. Why can't we go back to that? Now, I do understand the impact of our leaders here, right? We're talking about Congress setting the rules for social media, Congress telling the media to do that, to do this, to do all that. But here is my perspective. What is the role of a parent? Because after all, Congress was not in that bedroom when you made that baby. Mm-hmm. Yes, you rap me. Congress was not in that bedroom when you made that baby. And now that we're having situations where freedom is being tossed in and out of something, and we're telling our government, keep your nose out of our bedrooms, well, can we say this too? That it's important, incumbent upon us as parents, that we need to take the brunt of the role. We cannot wait for Congress and the Senate to pass the rules on how you tackle loneliness and isolation in your home. You cannot wait for Congress, even though it is good, to come up with plans on how to stop social media platforms from corrupting our children. That's right. You, myself, we have a role. And our role is the biggest role of all. Because frankly, when I see the number of the patients that I see, right? There's so much light in my face today, this morning. When I see the number of my teenagers, and every time I see them, where's this person? Oh, at work. Where's that person? Oh, it's not here. This is not about Congress. This is about parents taking care of what needs to be done, regardless of work. Working hard is one part of taking care of our family, right? We all agree to that. But the other part of it is also taking time to know what your children are doing in their rooms. And of course, if you're an adult who is going through depression and anxiety, then it's, and you have family, it's incumbent upon you to seek help so that you can help your family too. And so when I talk about isolation and just being by ourselves and loneliness, it is time that we need to reach out, start to reach out to other people. Let's go back to that time where family matters, where people can come together and just have a blast, where neighbors can bring things to the front, like a basket of hot buns, and y'all can sit around the pool or sit around anywhere and just have fun, simple fun, where neighbors can become friends, where our kids and the neighbors can reach out and even look out for one another. I know that is hard to think in these days where people have, you know, have guns and all kind of stuff. But it is incumbent upon us to push for that. So, loneliness, isolation is linked to depression, is linked to anxiety, is linked to, I mean, you can imagine suicidal thought, suicide completion, right? But we can do something about it as a nation, not just as leading, depend on our leaders, but as nations, as parents, as family members, we can do something about our own family. We don't have to wait for Congress, either in Nigeria or in America, to do anything, to make any rules, because frankly, they can make all the rules they want. If you as a mother or as a father is not paying attention to your child, rules are just rules. So until next time, America, until next time, Nigeria, until next time, Europe, until next time, world, be inspired, be motivated, be of sentimental value. Know that you are the hero in your life story. Write it brilliantly. Don't allow anybody to rewrite your story. Until next time. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Tear the Veil with Dr. Fumi. We hope you have enjoyed being a part of today's show and that we have helped you in shining. For further information, you can visit us at drfumipsychdnp.com and pobpsychiatry.com.